Why are we talking about Frankenstein?
So it's like a major Chris, plot point in Frankenstein that Frankenstein wants,
you know, makes a creature.
yeah, the Frankenstein makes a creature, and the creature wants Victor to make him a bride such that
Well, I
the
mean,
monster
first
can
he wants Victor to
reproduce.
acknowledge him as a dad, please.
Yeah, but
Acknowledge
also
him as
he
his
wants a
child.
bride such that he can reproduce, which means
He
that the
wants to be
monster can
human.
reproduce.
He wants to have a family. Victor gave his monster a dick.
The biggest dick.
Yeah, he specifically says,
Specifically, yeah.
and this is
I'm
I
just
was just
remembering that
reading
my
the
mother did not
text.
like the dick conversations we had on that one episode.
It's okay. I
And
was just
now she's
reading the
gonna sit
text.
through this one.
I was just reading the text earlier today, and there is a quote.
Hi, this is Frankencast live on the air. My name's Eddie.
I'm Ben.
I'm Chris.
I'm Jenica.
And I am Evie.
All right,
Now,
continue.
This is
there's
actually
a
Goblin
We've done
Cast.
it.
Thank you.
All
It is
right, so
Goblin
there's
Cast.
a.
That was the most successful
Yeah, we
intro
did it.
ever.
Except
Yeah,
we
wow.
didn't say
We
the name.
oh, we
No,
went
that
right
was a
across. That's
goof.
perfect.
The name is on the top of
We
the
can do a
screen.
gaff. We
If
can
they
do a
can't
gaff every
read,
now and
they're not
again.
going to appreciate this discussion about Frankenstein.
That's true. So there's a quote in the text. When Victor is describing his creation of the creature, and I will only call it a creature because he's not a monster. Anyway,
You
he
don't
just
think
wants.
Darls was a monster?
We'll talk about Darls. We'll get to this. Anyway, there's a quote in the text describing Victor's creation of his creature, where it says
That's
that
sexy.
he selected
Oh, I've read a
the
different Frankenstein than
features
you.
of his creation to be as, I can't remember the exact wording used, but to be as attractive as possible. It says features. Now, in Frankenstein by Mary Wollstonecraft Shelley, anytime they're talking about somebody's
You know her
face,
middle name?
they talk about, when they're talking about somebody's
Okay.
face, they say countenance or they say visage.
Her middle name was Wollstonecraft?
This quote uses the phrase features, which leads me to
She
believe,
really
with
doesn't want to talk about
textual
that.
evidence to prove it, that Victor built the handsomest genitalia he could think of for his creature.
Yeah.
Now, why would a man do that? Why?
You
Like,
know.
okay, so like he wanted to
why,
create the
Victor?
perfect living organism?
Ben, Evie doesn't want you to give a real answer to the question.
No, because I also have to talk about this. The
I'm
reason that I
asking
wanted to talk
Victor
about
why.
the reason that I
You
wanted to
know.
talk about Frankenstein was because in popular culture, Frankenstein is a shambling corpse that is very large and sewn together and with the bolts in his neck and whatnot.
Yeah.
This is because of the movie Frankenstein, correct? Like that is the interpretation that everybody's pulling this from because it was the first visual interpretation of
Yeah,
Frankenstein, to
and
my
that's why
knowledge.
everybody thinks that the creature was a shambling monster
Yes.
who wanted to
It
do a
is never
tax
said
instead of a
that
sweet,
Victor.
darling young man.
Yes, it is never said that Victor made the monster from corpses.
I
In
reread
fact,
the text
there
today
are.
to confirm this.
Yes. In fact, there are implications that he could not make it out of corpses because human minutiae is too small to be
Yeah.
worked by a human hand such that it can hold life again.
Victor
And that he
says
had
that he
to
must create it
obtain
in a
materials.
gargantuan scale.
Yes. And you
I'm
can't
sorry.
find enough 8-foot corpses to make something like that, and also ones that have, you know, larger blood vessels and nerves that he can
Right.
handle.
I'm
And
sorry.
Victor
So
does not
Frankenstein
and will not
made the
explain
monster from
how
other
he
things.
made the
I'm
monster.
sorry.
And that's why
Wait.
the monster is so large, but what they saw in all popular culture was it is large and corpses are mentioned. Therefore, this thing is a zombie, and they were wrong.
Wait a minute.
Yep.
We
Yeah.
looked at the text earlier today, and I have no, and I've known this for years because while I did
Wait a
not actually read
minute.
the full text of Frankenstein because I knew the entire thing anyway in high
It
school and it
was
was
just not one of the things that I ever looked into in the Frankenstein is my favorite book, by the way. I had to
Which was real
reread
fun when I brought this up earlier.
I had to reread it because he said that he was going to complain about something about Frankenstein and then said that he hadn't actually read the full text, and I walked out of his room and down the stairs.
I've read the first few chapters, and this is in the first few chapters, and it's the only time when it's
It is.
important.
This is in
After it, the
chapter
creation of the
four.
monster doesn't matter.
No, that's No.
Well, no, because they could describe it later.
Yeah. But, like, okay.
So, but, like, Evie, you're telling me that that Ben's right?
That Ben could well be right. Because
this is shattering my worldview right now.
Yes. Right. So it always bothers me when people say, like, he made it out of corpses. He selected the best corpse bits. You know, he found all these corpse bits and sewed them into it. And I'm like, he didn't. None of that is true. So, you are misremembering the text and claiming to quote it.
So, wait. Okay, but wait. All right, but hold on.
And it bothers me so much all the time.
And I guess I'm asking Evie because Evie just checked it out. Is the implication, and let me finish before you interrupt. Is the implication that he, like, made a body/body parts from scratch? Or did he use animals or a combination? Like, what's the implication?
I'm going to just shrug at you. I'm gonna shrug at you. Because Victor, while he's describing this whole process leading up to him, you know, building his creation, he also talks about, like, his mom's dead body, and he talks about, like, his, like, estranged fiance that walked out. I mean, and he, like, he waxes poetic about all this shit, and then says, you know, to the, because it's a frame narrative, he says to the captain that he's talking to, he says, "I'm not going to bore you with all of this. Anyway, I made the creature." He doesn't go into the detail.
But he does explicitly bring up why corpses of humans don't work.
Yes. He goes into why... He goes into the difficulty in using human parts. And then just says, "I made the creature." So, you know, I think it's a case
of... I was under the impression
Shelley doesn't know how he did it. So she's not going to write how he did it.
I was under the impression... Correct me if I'm...
They gave it names.
Correct me if I'm wrong, which it sounds like I am. I was under the impression that he couldn't, like, just take a dead person and bring them back to life through this process. Or give them new life through this process. Mm-hmm. Because of science mumbo-jumbo. Mm-hmm. And therefore, he had to make a new body out of parts of other bodies.
Right. So, so that is a valid reading of the text because he doesn't explicitly state that you can't use human parts. What Victor does explicitly state is that the parts have to be large, which is why you can come to the conclusion that he's using animal parts. One of the ways that the creature is described is his skin is described as like
furry.
Stretched and yellow. Like,
which
stretched
is also
and
portrayed
yellow.
Wrong.
Which, listen, so his skin is stretched and yellow. And this takes place in a place where people do not have, skin that would typically be a yellowish shade, as well as, like,
well, I mean,
when the human body decays,
yellow when it's dead.
Usually, only when embalming fluids are used. Now, I don't know if formaldehyde was used at this time in history, so I could be wrong on this, but I do know that animal skin, when, like, treated and, like, when hides are tanned, they are often yellowish in color. So it could be animal parts used, it could be just abnormally large human parts, or Victor could have, you know, somehow made
bits
a body.
Yeah, so, like, it always bothers me when people are like, corpse parts. And I'm like, how did he find multiple 8-foot corpses such that he could fit them together into a singular body? Especially since he was just in this college town, not attending classes.
Because
that's another thing, is that Frankenstein was not a doctor. He was a college
freshman.
Well,
no one was a doctor
school.
Back then.
But he was a college freshman at a philosophy school who said, "You all are idiots because you're not looking at the realities of the world around you."
He actually did study some chemistry.
Okay, I'm sure. But also, he saw a tree get hit by lightning and then went to college and said, I'm smarter than all of you for that.
Dude's absolutely bonkers. Like, he's insane. No, the guy is, like, touched.
In his defense, he did create life where there was none.
He did create life. He did create life. And the thing about Frankenstein,
where there was none.
The thing about Frankenstein is that he's not necessarily a hack because the thing that he projected, you know, set out to do didn't work. He's a hack because of the way, like, the way that he reacted to his own experiments. Like, he singular didn't
experiment.
Well, there's like there's that quote.
Oh no.
Oh, where'd
there's
she go?
Like that quote. Oh, she's back. Hi, welcome back.
I didn't kick her that time. All right, can't blame me.
Third time is the charm. There's like that quote that's like, knowledge is knowing that Frankenstein wasn't the monster. Wisdom is knowing that Frankenstein
was the real monster all along. It's true. So here's the thing.
Which, like, it's not wrong.
Yeah, so let me tell you guys about Darls. So as you all may know.
Tell me about Darls.
As you all may know, I am an English person. Well, I'm not an English person.
You have a degree in it.
I do. I have a degree. In Longley, and I have a Degrassi. I have a bachelor's Degrassi in English.
A Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I have a Neil deGrasse Tyson in English literature, and before I went to college to get my Neil deGrasse Tyson,
I hope he hears this and gets angry.
Me too. I was in high school, well, unfortunately. Okay. And
sorry, Evie. We maybe should spend more time on this podcast insulting Neil deGrasse Tyson and misrepresenting science. Because if he tweets us out, like, that's a lot of eyes on the
that's
podcast.
That's it. We've made it.
That's true. So we'll just going. We'll dedicate like a full 15 minutes at the end to slamming Neil deGrasse Tyson. I was unfortunately.
Don't think leap years are real.
I don't think leap year should be real, but that's an argument we can
well,
have.
Well, that's about, I mean, isn't that argument against Julius
so
Caesar and not
sun,
against Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Does it wrong? Yeah.
Anyway, so I was in high school, unfortunately. But I did have some pleasant experiences in high school, which included my AP English Literature class. And it, you know, this class was great. Bunch of really funny kids in it. And we read Frankenstein in this class, and we all very quickly realized that because a lot of us were reading it for the first time. So we very quickly realized that like the pop culture portrayal of Frankenstein's monster, Frankenstein's creation is like
is wrong,
totally
he's
unfair.
Not made of corpses.
Well, not even just that, because he's definitely not. But when it comes down to it, the creature was kind and has this, it like, innate desire to learn
well,
and to be part of society.
That was the impression I got of the monster from pop culture.
Right, but like, you know, there are some things that portray him, you know, like slightly more accurately,
bad
and there
guy
are others
by
that.
By pop culture, do you mean just young Frankenstein?
No, I don't mean just young Frankenstein. But that is a great movie.
It
yeah
is.
Yeah, it is.
But like, you know, in terms of it being a monster at all, he's not a monster. He's this kid who was given life and wanted to be part of like a community and wanted to know people. He wanted to learn to read and write. He wanted to learn how to be part of a society. And he desperately wanted his creator to see him as a living creature. But because the creature was ugly, Victor turned his back on it like immediately and cast it off as a monster. And it's heartbreaking. And we decided as a class that we didn't want to keep referring to this creature as the creature, the monster, the creation, because we thought, and you know, we're all a bunch of bleeding hearts, and I know it's a character in a book. I know he's not real.
Yet.
But we all thought, you know, this poor thing just wants to be acknowledged. It just wants to be loved. It just wants to be part of society. So we're going to give him a name. And we were really into spoonerisms. So we decided to name Frankenstein's monster Darl's Chickens. So for the, and like, we were very seriously analyzing this text, only referring to Frankenstein's monster as Darl's or Darl's chickens. We read it around Halloween. We had Halloween decorations around the classroom, and there was a like cut out face of Frankenstein's monster that we stuck on a, on like a yardstick, and we put it in one of the empty desks in the room, and we kept it there like all year round. He was part of the class. We let him finally become part of a community.
That's exciting.
But so I still call Frankenstein's monster Darl's. And that's, I don't think
she did earlier without being prompted.
Yeah.
And I had to stop this for podcast. A second.
And you know, I was like,
earlier when we were talking about,
I was like, I don't remember a character named Darl's, but even yeah. though better than I would. So Darl's must be like one of, like, I don't know, the police or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Ben one and I were talking police? About Frankenstein, and I just went, well, you know, Darl's really, you know, didn't deserve the treatment police. That he got. And Ben and I, and then I stop and I look horrified and I go,
message
have I explained
the
Darl's
right?
situation?
If
Roxanne.
Duck is short for Charles, does that mean Duck is short for Darl's?
Well,
it is now. See, I'm going to call him
in
Duck.
In my English class, we read The Metamorphosis.
Oh, I'm nice.
All it did was make me hate Kafka.
So my teacher was like, so
that's fair.
What do you guys think?
Valid.
And we were all like, yeah.
Well,
yeah, we did.
I remember
we did think. You're right.
In one of my like history classes, and I don't know why, so don't ask me why, but our teacher had us read Lord of the Flies.
Nice.
In
Lord
history.
Lord of the Lies.
In history. So I don't know why we read this. But after, and this was not an English class, and we weren't
well,
really.
I mean, you know that Lord of the Flies is based on a true story, right?
No, I know, but
what?
We did no follow up.
Hang on. Try that again. Take a few steps back, Evie.
I was playing along with the joke.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost like that's something that you can do when you're in comedy.
Oh, bye.
Can't work in these fucking conditions.
So we read Lord of the Flies, and
God, you didn't even
teacher,
move on?
The teacher afterwards looks at this class of kids who just had to read Lord of the Flies for no good reason, looks at us and says, what did you guys think? And one kid goes, that was fucked up. And the teacher goes, yeah, wasn't it? And then moved on to the next unit.
Incredible.
That was it. We just,
so
like,
that was this teacher's version of, like, today we're just going to watch YouTube videos.
Yeah, well, like, it was like a week.
But it was a week, and it was
he said the whole of the Flies.
Yeah, and then at the end, we just learned about the Cold War like nothing had happened.
Incredible.
Like, the next day, we were talking about, like, nuclear arms races, and I hadn't... God.
Well, that's what happened in Lord of the Flies, wasn't it?
Right?
Incredible.
You're right. There was a nuclear arms
Here's
race
Here's what
in
I'm
Lord
thinking. Maybe, like, maybe there was, like, a page missing from, like, the lesson book, right? So it was,
oh
like, have them read Lord of the Flies.
Discussion.
And then there's a page in the middle that's, like, you know, relate this to, like, forming systems of government.
Oh,
or,
God.
You know...
you know, because that could have at least...
Or, like, conflict resolution or something like that, and then use that to lead into the Cold War.
Like,
but
I've
that page was
like
missing, so it was, like, have them read Lord of the Flies. And then he turned the page, and then it was like, teach them about the Cold War. And he was like, all right, you're the boss.
Yeah, it's like, I guess I'll trust the state on this one.
Incredible.
Oh, God.
Well, that's his mistake, was trusting the state.
In any regard. Here's the thing I will say, to jump back to Ben saying that reading The Metamorphosis made him hate Kafka. It's probably not a book that you should read in high school. It's
like, you gotta be ready to undertake that kind of information.
the kind of information was that Kafka thinks life is not worth living and that nobody loves any person for any reason.
I agree! Like,
no, that's not what it's about.
Is at the end, he dies, and they kick out the tenants they didn't need, and then they start a get-rich-quick scheme. I don't...
God.
That just sounds like the fucking American dream.
So,
they were Polish.
I don't care.
It wasn't written in English.
I don't respect people from Poland. I'm just kidding, Granny. Granny, if you hear this, I really didn't mean it.
I don't know
that we should get into an analysis of the Metamorphosis on this comedy podcast.
We should keep talking about the pop culture, for our
two listeners. If you haven't read The Metamorphosis, it's a book.
For our two listeners and Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Neil deGrasse Tyson has probably read The Metamorphosis.
Is number
right?
And Phil Collins.
Phil Collins has definitely read The Metamorphosis.
Phil Collins.
I mean,
have you
seen the Land of Confusion music video?
Phil Collins is 69 this year.
Phil Collins was 69 a few days ago, and we did not record.
We almost recorded and then we didn't.
Yo, happy birthday, Phil Collins. A shout out to
Phil Collins, our eternal sponsor.
He's 69 this whole year.
Nice.
So.
Nice.
Dude, this is the year of Phil Collins, guys.
It is.
But anyway,
I argue that every year for the past 69 years has been the year of Phil Collins.
To briefly move back to The Metamorphosis, it's about this guy who wakes up one day and he's just like a stink bug. Probably. He might be a different kind of bug. That part of the analyzing the text is figuring out what kind of insect he is.
And what metaphorical and
allegorical implications that has on the rest of the text. So,
I can't wait to bring in an entomologist to figure out the Metamorphosis.
An etymologist.
Yeah. No, it's...
That too.
It's study of art.
I liked it. At the time, I was like, yeah, that was pretty good. But then, like, years later, when I read it again, I was like, oh, I get it now. I didn't get it then.
Interesting.
So I read it, and I got it, and I thought that it was
that's
bad.
Like,
Ben, it sounds like you didn't get it, though.
My middle school... in eighth grade, my middle school English teacher had us read Much Ado About Nothing.
Nice.
Which is a play about sex.
You know,
and sex jokes,
arguably,
and having
all
sex.
All Shakespeare plays are about sex.
Yes, but a lot of Shakespeare plays have some other things that you can glean from the text. Like, you know, Romeo and Juliet, definitely about sex, but also about like the trappings of love and the foolishness of it, and why teenagers shouldn't be allowed to make long-term life decisions.
And how nobility sucks.
Yeah, I think it's more about that one.
Yeah, but it's like, you know what I mean? Like there are other things to be gleaned from the text. Much Ado About Nothing is a play about puns about sex.
It's incredible.
About sex without saying that you're talking about sex. And I read that when I was 12. I don't really like that play.
What?
Can I tell you why? Because it's...
The
whole play, it's nice. There's just... It's not really about anything, and there's a whole lot of ado.
There is a lot
of ado.
That's why it's not... I was joking.
There is a lot of ado.
I was joking, Jenica.
Oh, God.
I just wanted to say that there was a lot of ado about nothing.
I guess that Jenica gets really angry when you say you don't like specific Shakespeare plays.
I'm very passionate about Shakespeare. It was my minor. Did you know this? I created my own minor so I could minor in Shakespeare.
God, nice. I wish I did that. I feel so foolish for not having done that.
I think I have 4 or 5 more plays to go, and then I'll have read his entire works.
Nice.
I'm like living the dream.
Nothing's
incredible.
Like, the biggest takeaway that a room full of screaming 12-year-olds took from Much Ado About Nothing is that the play has the word ass in it.
It does.
We were all, like, so excited because we did the thing where we read the play aloud and, like, pseudo-performed it in class. So we were all really excited that we were allowed to say ass while we were discussing and performing the play. That was a big deal to us.
It reminds me of 12 Angry Men in sophomore year of high school. Because that one
nice.
Has a hard R in it.
Aw, nice. Jeez.
And the fucker. White kid in that room.
They said fucker, right?
Sure, let's go with that.
Yeah, fucker.
Yeah, the white kids in that room full of white people were very, very happy about
Well, you're
that.
From Whitetaw, right?
Yikes.
I am from Whitetaw, yeah.
See, like, whenever
I didn't
we,
read that in school.
Whenever we would read any,
oh,
like,
we read
book,
Huckleberry Finn.
Yeah, we read Huckleberry Finn. But, like, whenever we read any book with a hard R in class, like, anytime that we were, like, supposed to be reading out loud, it was like, so, depending on, like, what, you know, classroom it was, you know, some of my classes were, like, 50-50, like, black, white. Some of them were, like, 70-30, whatever. But no matter what the breakdown was, even if there was one black kid in the class, mm-hmm. it was all of the white kids turning to look at all of the black kids. And all of the black kids turning to look at all of the white kids. Just going, like,
So
subtle.
What are
I
we
went
supposed
to
do here?
I went to a school that was predominantly not white.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I am white.
Me
but,
too.
And my English teacher that we read Huckleberry Finn with was also white.
Mm-hmm.
And we were reading aloud. And he was reading, you know, we were reading aloud and he was doing the like general narration, you know, and mm-hmm. other people were reading like lines for characters and stuff.
Right.
And the first time it's said in the book, right, he says it. And then he pauses and he goes, he pauses and everyone's looking at him. The room is stunned silence. Everyone's like, wait a minute. He fucking said it. Right. And so there's this pause and it seemed a lot longer than it actually was. And he goes, don't worry. I have tenure. They can't fire me.
Oh my God.
So, that's powerful.
That's how I remember it.
Incredible.
And then so, it was just and then it was just fine. And then no one had any problem with it at all.
I had some teachers that, you know, didn't want it said at all. I had some that were like, you know, if you want to say it to preserve like the, you know, the like text as it is, or, you know, to prevent like, you know, hiccups in reading, like, you know, whatever, just know that, you know, we're not condoning the usage of it, like, whatever. Every teacher had a different approach. One teacher had probably the most questionable approach that you can have, more questionable than just saying the N-word every time it came up in a text, which was definitely questionable. There was one teacher who decided that we would replace the N-word.
Was it with Nuggets?
No.
I can't
no,
believe
ben,
this. This is
No, a... Ben, it's worse.
This sounds terrible.
It's much worse.
So I'm scared.
We're going to replace the word
oh, no.
so that we're not saying a slur out loud in class.
Oh no.
Oh God.
We're going to use the word to preserve, you know, the meaning of the original word. So she
oh, no.
suggests and maintains that we replace the N-word with the word slave.
Oh no.
Oh my God.
And
I
just
beg your fucking
conflated,
pardon.
And
oh,
just conflated
here?
The two.
What?
She just conflated them.
How old was this woman?
About 25.
Yikes!
So you're telling
Yikes.
Me that in Huck Finn, you know,
oh,
some
no.
kid would be reading aloud, and they'd be like, "What do you think, slave Jim?"
Yup. Yes. Yes. That is what happened.
Oh, God.
You know, my father always said not to trust slaves, but you're all right.
Yup.
Oh my God.
You know,
it
stuff like
matter.
That. I don't think that's
matter.
A line from Huck
in
Finn,
the
by the way.
No. It didn't matter in the text no. either whether or not slavery had been abolished at the time that the text took place.
That's terrible.
Oh, no.
I thought.
Oh, no.
Like
oh,
when you were like this teacher had a questionable approach, I thought you were gonna say something like the teacher only let black students say it.
Yeah, or like required that you say
where
it.
It's
like that's what I thought you were
gonna
say.
Where yes, yeah, so something cool. where it would be
like
it would be like, okay, so now students on this page the N word is coming up. So student who is black, can you read this page please? Like
oh God,
that
no.
would be like, oh, that's a little weird, you know.
It'd be
like,
a little worse if they didn't say that was why and they just kind of tried to
just trying to hide it.
Radar.
All right, Evie, stop right there. Evie, stop. John, who is black, can you read the next page? Do you like the little parentheses I included in that out loud sentence?
Yes. Oh, very good, very good.
Yikes.
I think like the best way to do it is to either skip over the word.
That's what we did in all of our classes. Yeah.
Or just say N-word.
Uh-huh.
You know, not the word itself, obviously. You know, there are ways to get around this. And still be reading the text and understand.
I mean, you could even.
I can't.
Like, as the teacher, with the word slave.
You can be like, as the teacher, you can be like, listen, we're here in this, the year of our Lord, 2011 or whenever it was, right?
Yeah.
You can say, and you know, a lot of people are offended by this word, so we're not going to say it here in this classroom, but when we, you know, when we get to that point in the text, know that that's what the character in the text said, and this is the context. And then tell them the context of the time that the book came out and the time that
wouldn't
the book is set and all that.
So you can just such a magnificent way to handle it.
But you can just not have anyone say it in your classroom, but then also say like, but don't pretend it's not in there, because it is in there, right? Mm-hmm. Like, isn't
it's
that
wild that like, that wasn't what happened?
Each copy of the book and black it out. I don't.
Yeah.
You're not going to redact.
Although I have heard of schools that have actually done that.
That absolutely has happened. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Huck Finn is banned in some schools because
they
it has the N-word in it.
Yeah, that is true. It's a little Buck Wild, honestly.
It's Huck Wild.
Yikes.
Okay. All right. Podcast is canceled, guys. It's all
That's
over.
It. We got to put the hard R on Huckers.
Enough.
Oh my God.
I feel like deeply uncomfortable knowing that most of the people in this cast are white.
Why?
Slave Barry Finn?
Most of the people in this country are white. So, like, statistically speaking, it makes sense that a lot of the members of the podcast are white.
This is bad.
I didn't say anything wrong. I said facts.
No, I just mean in terms of, like, the subject matter, it feels
I think we handled
it
very well.
No, I'm not saying we didn't. I'm just saying it feels a shame that there's not a person of color to weigh in on the topic, is all.
I like that we're having unintentionally a literature episode of Goblin Cast.
Oh, it's absolutely!
It was bound to happen.
I have prepared a topic.
What Digimon literature to bring up?
Is it have to do with literature? Chris?
No,
no, it has to do with the exact opposite.
All right, hit
what
us
is
with
that?
It.
If there could be an opposite.
Monster
oh, I've
trucks?
Got a picture. close, actually.
Sunday.
I
grave diggers. Sorry.
And Eddie, you may use this image or whatever you see fit. I would like to introduce you all to the tack sack.
No, I'd rather not.
wait, everybody quiet down because I want Chris to say the name of this product again very clearly.
I would like to introduce you all to the tack sack.
No!
The tactical sacticals.
Oh my God! It's like truck nuts.
I was not.
Than holding the pair of balls on your gun.
I was
right.
not prepared.
That's not gay, bro. That's
no, it's
not gay at all.
Well,
how could that
anything, if anything, you're more straight because now you have more balls.
That's true. You have twice as many balls, probably.
But you have a third again because if you have that, you've got some on your truck.
Is it gay to touch your own balls? Is it gay to hold your own balls?
Probably not.
Well, it
depends
for
on the
friend.
It depends on the context, right?
I mean,
yeah, so
it's explicitly
is the tack
not
sack
gay if
your,
the balls don't touch.
Is the tack sack your balls?
What, so it's,
or do they
the
count
thing,
as
using,
another entity's balls?
Like,
I need to know if it's gay to touch my truck nut.
Not if you keep your socks on.
Because the
Wait, are you telling me that I...
Only if it's on the moon.
That if I, a man, have full sex with another man, if I keep my socks on, we're straight?
Yeah, it ain't gay if you keep your socks on. Everybody knows that.
Oh, I think my...
This has...
Oh, I think I picked a good icon for today.
Yeah,
is it the tech sack?
No.
Are you changing it right now as we speak?
I don't know.
I might... Well, I was going to segue into how this whole thing was part of a large trolling thing with the ATF. There was like a year-long campaign of trolling of just trying to get your local ATF agents to look at as many dildos as possible.
Incredible.
To the point where the ATF actually sent out a letter saying that, yes, you can use TaxAx. And yes,
I'd like to see them try to stop me from using a tax.
That counts as a stock.
It's probably not recommended. I was about to get into some minutia here, and then realized what podcast we're doing.
Frank and Castle live on the air.
Frankenburger live on the air.
I want to talk about something.
Welcome to
so,
Good Burger, home of the
yes.
There's this, there's this virus going around the earth, the coronavirus.
Is it like flying?
The regular one.
Is
it going so far back beyond the? Is it going so fast around the earth, opposite of the orbit, that it's turning back time, like Superman in that one movie?
The novel kinda.
And Elmo. Elmo saves Christmas.
We should be specific.
Elmo and Elmo saves Christmas.
So there's the. Well, we don't
should
be need
specific.
To be,
the
we
novel.
Don't,
coronavirus.
We don't need to be specific. Because this is just the context of my story.
Because coronaviruses are already everywhere and have been for a very, very long time.
But this is,
yeah, but
this
we
is
know
just
what we're
the context
about.
Of
so
my
does
story.
Our listeners.
Do they?
Yes.
So the
I think that Neil deGrasse Tyson
coronavirus
is, for that.
Is going around town. And so I've been seeing on my social medias and news feeds and stuff a lot of references to the WHO, the World Health Organization.
The Who?
I always read it as the Who, right?
I'm really upset.
Tommy's the Who, yeah.
And sometimes it takes me a few seconds to realize what I'm reading is not talking about the British rock band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, something about the Who? And it's like, the Who recommends. And I'm like,
huh? And I'm like, I better listen. I trust these men.
Wait, what? What?
Well, Eddie, you know...
Half
Nobody
of them
knows
are dead,
what it's
so
like.
Half of the Who recommends. So the Who recommends that you wear a face.
The Ho recommends, you mean?
The Ho is recommending handily that
the
you wash your hands.
The Whoa.
The Whoa.
So the coronavirus, the Wuhan coronavirus outbreak, has had some interesting like trickle down ramifications in the world.
Racism.
Yeah. One, I mean, obviously the racism.
It's real
the,
bad here.
The alarmism.
Because you guys have a really large
Asian population, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. But I want to say
I don't believe in trickle down virus economics. I don't think viruses trickle down like you're saying they do.
Yeah, they definitely don't. But the ramifications do. But so the thing is like as was mentioned, you know. Coronavirus as a, you know, type of virus that is in existence.
They found it in the 1960s.
Right. So there is a vaccination for dogs for coronavirus.
Are you planning to give people a shot for dogs?
No. Listen.
What do you want them to get dog autism?
Now they're going to be
autistic and chasing their tails.
Dog autism is like a huge problem. And I think if we just gave our dogs essential oils, we could fix all of these problems.
Yeah, if we just gave them essential oils and their fucking gluten-free natural fiber
you just have to mix a little turmeric into your water.
I did see a fucking...
You're alienating the anti-vaxxers. Keep going.
No, hold on. Good. I did see an anti-vax post. On that someone had like screenshotted maybe we should stop instead of like giving our children all these chemicals
toxins.
Maybe we should just give them a little bit of the virus so they build up an immunity to it. And I was
it's like
anti-vaxxers lost my mind.
Have gone so full circle
so far
that
around.
They've invented vaccines.
It's incredible and also horrifying.
So this coronavirus vaccine is not something that is commonly recommended for dogs. It's not part of the core vaccines, right? But
why you want your dog to get coronavirus?
Yeah. Since the Wuhan coronavirus outbreak, other vet clinics have been capitalizing on this and offering the coronavirus vaccine, which seems like a smart move, except I'm pretty sure that it doesn't actually protect against this strain.
No. Why
so
would
it's
it?
Like a blatant cash grab? And yeah. It's like really upsetting to see because we keep getting like, you know,
I
records sent
in
over
and
from
said,
other vets.
Or maybe
like...
they're dumb. But then I was like, wait a minute.
They
multiple
doctors
are.
Probably literally
live
medical
there.
Professionals.
Yeah, I was like, multiple doctors probably work there. I think I said live a second ago.
Live.
There's got to be at least one of them that isn't dumb, right? Like,
did you know there's a staircase under every teacher's desk that goes down to their personal bedroom in the school?
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, like, so we kept seeing, and, you know, maybe this information is different, you know, from what I've seen. But we kept seeing records come through from other vets saying the dogs, you know, were getting the canine coronavirus vaccine. And so we thought, you know, when we went asked one of the doctors on staff here, and we said, so is that going to do anything? And she goes, no. No, probably not.
I'm not sure that... the novel coronavirus, which is the formerly Wuhan, which we changed, is transmittable to dogs.
No, I don't believe
I don't
so either.
Think
I don't
it
think
is.
It, I don't
I
think
have
it's
no idea. I just want
yeah,
to make
so,
a joke about the
and
who.
Like, I definitely also, don't want to discourage people from getting a vaccine
writer?
For them or their animals as a precaution.
Sure.
But I just am not pleased with the cash grab, and I'm not pleased with the alarmism surrounding coronavirus.
No, there's no need for it either.
And I know
it's
that
not
this is a comedy podcast.
Song in a
it makes me really angry. It's not nearly as deadly as the flu.
Yeah.
Like,
I know that this
your regular
is a
old
comedy
flu.
Podcast, but I just want to do a quick PSA.
But guys, I'm
wash
immune to the flu.
Me too. Wash your hands. Wear a mask if you're out in like a really, you know, crowded public place and you're concerned. But what it really comes down to is get vaccines, wash your hands.
Listen,
and,
yeah.
Like, keep
Evie,
also,
I'd be caught
and,
dead
like,
before you found me wearing a mask in public.
Unless you have been to China recently, one of the infected areas of China, or are in close personal contact with someone who has recently come back from there.
And,
you have no chance of getting it.
And
it's not
even if you
magic.
Do contract the virus, if you are a relatively
yeah.
young, relatively healthy person, you're
going
to
be
fine.
Yeah.
If
until you
are
die.
Older,
no.
or if
no.
you are younger, or if you have close contact with very
yeah.
young kids, you may want to consider taking the extra precaution of doing something like wearing a mask
sure.
if you live somewhere where there's a high amount of people, you know, coming in from other countries that may be carrying this disease. Take
yeah.
those precautions, but, you know, you're not going to die from it unless you're immunocompromised.
Yeah,
very
take
elderly,
the same.
Already
well,
sick
the same.
Or a child.
Luckily for me,
yeah.
I don't live in one of the biggest cities in the world. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Nice.
Just remember.
But just take
the
same precautions
you
do with
the
flu.
Yeah. I just wanted to do a little quick, just thought we could do a little quick PSA.
Yeah.
We can go back to comedy now.
And also stop being racist.
I'm sorry that you have to listen to this as our only true fan.
Well, that's what I was saying. Was like, we're giving the PSA to Ben's mom.
Okay, well, now she knows. If she didn't already.
Call out to our only other fan who none of us know the identity of.
Blazer Laser.
Yeah, Blazer Laser.
Thanks for listening, Blaze.
I gave their comment a like on YouTube.
Blazer Laser. Thanks
if
for listening,
if you're out there.
Man.
If you're real.
Somewhere.
I hope you're not a
out there.
I really thought you were going to go into Over the Rainbow.
Yeah.
No.
I saw that show again recently, and it's really poorly written.
Which
it's a horrible show. The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Really bad
okay.
as an onstage musical.
You're talking
musical.
About not the movie. Okay.
Yeah,
I
the
wish...
movie's great. The onstage musical is boring.
Hey, can somebody take me... This is just like an... Like, this is just a request of the audience.
To
anyone
be kidnapped?
Wants...
Can somebody
anyone...
take me?
Her address is...
She's been
she works at
It, like, just anybody, I don't care who you are, I don't care what your intentions are, as long as you don't try to get me to a secondary location, as long as you don't try to get me to a secondary location, we're gonna be fine. Just take me to see a show on Broadway. Just take
that's
me to see
the
a
secondary
musical.
Location.
It's fun.
You've
I don't care which
into
one.
The
no.
trap.
No, that's the location. I will meet you there.
Let's go.
We will go nowhere else. Okay? I want to see a show.
Do you care which show?
I obviously have some preferences, but at
this
point...
I'm going to take you to the street Broadway, and I'm going to put a TV in front of you. And I'm going to put the Muppet Show.
Why?
You know that that's not what I mean.
Evie, there's this thing... Alyssa and I have been to a couple shows, but there's this thing that we got as a gift for our engagement called Broadway Roulette.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, where it's like it's less expensive than buying tickets to a Broadway show.
Yes.
And what it is you say what date you want to go and like what times, like a general area of what times work for you,
mm-hmm.
right? And then I think you don't find out till like the day before or the day of, but then you get tickets to a Broadway show.
Yeah.
And it's random.
It's how they sell their like extra seats day of.
Oh, wow.
That they're not going to make as much money on.
How many bad shows have you seen with that, Eddie?
Well, we only got one of it as a gift, and the show was pretty good.
What'd you see?
What was it called? It was The Prom. It was a musical.
Okay.
About a prom.
That's a pretty good one.
Because, like, obviously I want to see, you know, some of, like, the big ticket things. Like, if I don't get to see Les Mis on stage at least one point before I die, I'll die.
That's fair.
That's true. That's accurate.
but like I would like the experience very much.
It's a shame you missed SpongeBob. My friend, yeah. I could have gotten you tickets to that. My roommate was in it. She was the dance captain.
Whoa.
Again.
Of Bikini Bottom?
Yes. Of
My
Bikini Bottom.
My college roommate was in PJ Masks Live, but I was not interested in that so very much.
No.
What is PJ Masks Live?
You don't worry about it.
It kind of sounds like a sex thing.
No, it's like it's like a children's show.
It's a children's show.
It's like a children's like cartoon or something.
Animated show.
And
they were trying to compete
on Nickelodeon, I think.
Seussical the Musical.
What?
What?
They were trying to compete with Seussical the Musical.
I guess so.
I wouldn't say compete.
It's the only children's show.
I wouldn't say compete so much as they thought.
There's a
this
Shrek musical
happened.
And a Frozen
there have
musical.
Been children's shows.
Shrek, I've been in the Shrek musical.
No, but I'm saying, Ben, there's other children musicals. There's a Horton Hears a Who musical.
That's
Seussical.
There's also
Seussical.
Oh, it is? That Seussical is about Horton Hears a Who?
But
it's
there's
Dr.
also
Seuss
like
books.
Precedent for there
the
being like stage performances for like children's shows.
Well, like I'll tell you, Ben, happens. I've never seen Seussical or Horton Hears a Who, the musical. So if they're
Horton
the same thing,
the
you
would have
seen the other.
I wouldn't
Horton
know.
Horton Hears a Whoosical.
It's a pretty
That's
good
all
show.
Horton Hears a Whoosical.
That's all I have to contribute. Somebody take me to see Les Mis before I die.
Okay. You come to California, I'll show
you
my
to see Les Mis when you die.
What?
According to the ending of Les Mis, you have to see Les Mis when you die.
That's... I can't wait.
Because the afterlife is a bunch of people singing...
Yeah, you're right. I can't wait. I can't wait. Let me open my window. Hold on.
It's not a high enough drop.
Dang it. It is if I land on my head.
Guys, you know what I love? The Les Mis film.
Do you?
Why?
No,
I really
was lying.
Like
it's really not good.
It's horrid.
Oh, I'm really... Okay, I'm sad. Now...
I could not sit through
I feel
it.
Like and I then... got duped into saying that I like this thing, and it turns out that everybody hates
then,
it.
And then they let that guy who made that...
It's okay.
They let that guy who made that abomination of a film make the Cats movie.
I thought that I was being agreed with, and I feel so hurt.
And the Cats movie is kind of like the Frankenstein's monster of movies. Yeah, we brought it back around.
I really liked the Les Mis film.
Oh.
Like, a lot.
But you haven't seen it. Okay.
She doesn't have a musical
to compare it to. But, Evie, you've never seen it live.
That's true.
So you have nothing to compare it to.
Yeah.
So you don't know yet.
I still like it, though.
Okay,
you don't know what you got till it's gone.
Or till you got it.
Or till you, Yeah, I guess that's... you don't know what you don't have till you do have.
So, it. Speaking of things that I love that are universally hated...
Every rose has its thorn. What?
I hate Guns N' Roses. No, speaking of things that I love that are universally hated...
Wait, do you really hate Guns N' Roses? No, God, I love Guns N' Roses.
I love Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, it is poison.
Is that what's happening?
You're right.
This is anarchy.
Guns N' Roses covered it, didn't they?
Guns N' Roses and thorns.
Guns N' Roses with thorns.
Okay, we're done talking about 80s rock. It's done now.
And the thorns are poison.
It never will be.
I think Ben wanted me to talk about Blade Runner.
I did. I tried so hard.
Blade Runner.
I did not like Blade Runner.
By Darles Chickens.
That's perfectly correct. By Darles Chickens.
Number one now, or the new one?
I'm going to say something.
Guys, this is a moment where I wish that we had like an actual audience so that I could ask them to make a Photoshop of Raid Blunner by Darles Chickens and send that to me. But they don't exist.
Did you just spoonerize all of Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep?
Like the whole title. That's... I guess I can because it's six words.
He's trying.
Two of them
but
are D's.
But it's got vowels.
So
there's
it's
vowels.
Tough, yeah.
In there. So the vowels are what's making it hard.
It's difficult.
There's two vowels at the start of the word.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do this right now.
So
I'm
me
so
and
hungry.
Watched Blade Runner one night.
We have to talk about why. I was sad, and Blade Runner is, and this may make some people go feral when this phrase comes out of my mouth. Blade Runner is one of my favorite movies.
To my knowledge, Blade Runner is your favorite movie.
No, Donnie Darko is my favorite movie.
Okay.
I'm really glad that we didn't watch Donnie Darko that night.
Donnie Darko is a really enjoyable film.
I'll go ahead and out myself and let everybody know that Donnie Darko is my favorite film.
Donald Darko?
Ben offered, because I was deeply sad, to watch Blade Runner, knowing that it is one of my most favorite films.
And I had not seen it at that point.
He'd never seen it before. Wait, which version
did you watch?
The final cut.
Oh, okay.
So, he had some expectations.
Oh no!
My expectations going in were this is a widely beloved classic sci-fi film. Yep.
And I sat down to watch that film, and boy, is it a bad fucking film!
And I do feel the need to defend myself because. Here's what I'm going to say. Here's why I like Blade Runner. I like Blade Runner because of how bad it is, but because of also how seriously it takes itself. I think it's hysterical, but I also think that it does a lot of really good things for the genre.
So, like, the things that, and this is what I gathered from watching Blade Runner that one time not too long ago. The things that Blade Runner did is it established a very chaotic sci-fi world. You never forget, like, where you are and what's happening and how it is not the present.
Mm-hmm. The visuals are really cool.
Yes, but also what it did is it went to every prop warehouse and petting zoo within a 50-mile radius and said,
what do you got?
They walked in. They slammed a blank check on the counter and they said, what do you got?
Random minutiae.
Mm-hmm. And so that's the visuals of Blade Runner. Outside of all the scenes that matter.
It's all phenomenally dark. Physically dark.
Yes, it is visually dark all the time. There is no sun in this city. And I don't know if they were trying to convey that it's always smoggy and raining. But what they did was they filmed at night.
Yep.
All the time. Always at night in the rain. It is always at night in the rain.
And they kept being like, we're going to bring up the moral quandary of creating human life, bringing it back to Frankenstein, of creating human intelligent life and then treating it as an other. Right.
Because
and
that is why the book did. Right. They kept
they
suggesting.
They said, we are going to bring up the moral quandary of playing God. And then they didn't.
This is why I love
And then Blade somebody Runner died so on screen and they reset the movie.
Like, this is what I love about Blade Runner so much, because I think it's one of the only movies that is that tells you it's going to give you a moral and then refuses to.
Here's the moral that we're going to show in this film, and then they don't, and then it changes scenes.
It dangles its point in front of you for the entire film, like a carrot on a stick in front of a pig, and you just keep chasing it until you get to the end, and Roy Batty releases a white dove from his hands, and you have no
idea. He grabs randomly off a roof,
you have jumps no to another room, and you forget it's happening. There. And the book is brilliant, but the movie just... It's chasing that high, and it could catch it if it wanted to, but it doesn't.
Because so easily.
Because I think that the people who made the film, I think they knew that they couldn't do it right. I think they knew. So they just keep pretending that they're going to make a point.
And it's just, I've never seen a film be so overt about its own message and then not
and then
hit
refuse to
the
tell
message.
You the message. It's heavy-handedly telling you nothing.
I have a question for you. Okay. How could it be overtly telling you the message if it's not telling you the message?
It is overtly...
No, it's overtly telling you that it's
going
to tell going you
to tell
something.
You, yeah. Yikes.
It's
such
telling
a
you
I just
that it's
I don't
going
agree with that read
something.
Of the film, I guess.
Then you should rewatch it, preferably with me there. Because while I don't particularly want to watch Blade Runner again, I really do want to talk more about it with someone.
Ben, have we ever like watched a movie together?
Listening to Ben watch Blade Runner for the first time is a treat that no one else will ever get to experience.
And me and you have watched a lot of movies together.
No. Like, we've watched movies. But, like, you know, all right.
No, we haven't been in a film class together.
No. Have you and I ever, like, watched a movie, right? And, like analyzed, like, it?
I mean, we tried to after the Lego movie, too.
With what? Oh, that was so bad, dude.
Well, see, I disagreed, because I thought that it was a fairly competent, rather fun film that just wasn't really for us.
It was so fucking bad, dude.
See, this is why.
It was a really bad movie.
I didn't think it was. I thought that it tried a bit too hard to be the first one, but that it was not a particularly awful film.
I like Star Wars Episode One.
The first one that it tried to. It was a
interesting,
young,
like a lot. I didn't really like it.
No, but Ben, just because something
it's
has,
okay.
a, has children as the target
so
demographic
fine.
Doesn't mean that it gives it license to. Have a plot that doesn't make any sense or have any logical consistency.
It made perfect sense to me and flowed from one plot point to another with no problems.
I disagree.
I can't
that's
believe
the crux of the
that
argument.
I said that I love Star Wars
but
Episode
it's been,
1 and it
when,
didn't even...
Whenever the Lego
I
Movie
even
2
even
released,
heard
it's been that
no,
long
no,
since I've seen it.
Oh, no,
so
I
can't
know.
Go in-depth with this on you right now, Ben.
I just expected it to derail Eddie a little bit.
No,
it's okay.
It didn't
I
at all.
Expected Green Lantern to
have
do that and didn't,
I think
so it's
stated this on the podcast before, but maybe I haven't. I have softened on the prequels.
Yeah. You don't know what you got till it's gone.
You don't know what you got till it's gone is exactly the
phrase.
You
don't know what
I
you've
used.
Got until Luke Skywalker actually says the phrase laser sword.
Because
what?
It's upsetting.
It's pretty upsetting. We're not going to get into this on the podcast. There
not
is
tonight. 2 hours of me and Eddie talking.
There
about
is like
it.
A 2 hour bonus episode that exists of Ben and I complaining about Star
is
Wars that I was supposed
2 hours
to
long?
Release.
Which one?
Well, dude,
the newest
the ones? Recording is like 2.5 hours long.
Wait, which Star Wars?
The sequel trilogy.
Okay, good, because I thought that it was shit. Also,
yeah,
okay,
and
we're not.
I was
not
supposed
to
release it last week. At time of recording, I guess 2 weeks ago at time of release, and I didn't. Sorry.
You have
it just be
excuses.
Like that.
We're
it's
not
okay.
About it, man.
Yeah. Well, I was apologizing to our
Blazer
listeners.
Laser.
Our listener.
Yeah. To Blazer
well,
Laser
two
and Ben's mom.
Yeah, see, two.
Incredible.
But
I mean, one of my coworkers
I will leave it
is
at
like
new Star Wars bad.
Yeah.
You know what was good?
What?
Star Wars Battlefront 2 in 2005.
So good.
Oh my
dude.
God.
You know what
just
else was
like
good?
The simulations.
You know what else was good?
What?
Digimon World 3 that Eddie still hasn't given me.
Oh my god.
He was at my house.
I don't have it.
Well, you should fix that.
I like that Ben really does just want Eddie to, like, materialize this game. He wants Eddie to, like, snap his fingers in the game to, like, appear in, like, a beam of light from the sky.
Yeah. So many people want that.
Anybody to buy me Digimon World 4.
It's somewhere in the attic above my mother's garage.
You know, I have tracked down one thing on eBay for you, and I will never do it again.
Well, Ben bought Star Wars Battlefront 2 for the PlayStation 2 on eBay so that we could play it. And that was a great time.
I got Ben what I think.
We got to finish Galactic Conquest. We were conquesting the galaxy, listeners.
We were doing pretty well.
We were doing great. We did lose one fight on Mustafar. because what we found out is that Mustafar is a map of very narrow hallways, and all the NPCs on our team fucking killed each other.
And us.
Oh.
And so, like, we were playing, and we were like, this is going okay. And then we looked up at the score counter, and it was like, oh, we're losing by a lot.
So I left the house before Eddie arrived because I had to go pick up Mike from the train station. We arrived back in the house. I went downstairs and I'm looking at these boys playing their video game. And I said, is there friendly fire? And not a minute later, Ben kills Eddie.
Look, man, you don't run in front of a live gun. I don't.
Incredible.
Listen. We don't were clones, like which are basically not people, so it's okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, yikes.
We talked about that last episode, right?
How did we? I have no idea.
I don't think we did, but I don't know that we have to. Here's the question,
right? If now grant me this premise just for the hypothetical, okay? If clones aren't people, is Frankenstein's monster people?
Frankenstein's monster is not a clone.
I know it's not a clone.
I would like to posit a counterpoint.
I'm going to eat a candy.
I think clones...
Don't do it in your fucking mic. Are you insane?
I'm not making any sound right now.
We sure could fucking hear that.
What are you doing?
I can't hear anything.
So go on, Chris.
Discord tells me when I have sound coming out. There's no sound happening from my candy.
I think clones is person. As a unit. I think all clones should be considered one person.
Yikes.
Oh, so it's like the 3/5 compromise. Wait,
but what if
one.
No!
Yikes.
It's the single clone compromise.
Wait, are you talking about clones of the same person?
Do we want to... Okay, never mind.
Well, what if it's like, clones of like four different people? Are those all considered one person?
Well,
or
but
they
are
all
clones.
Those are considered
four
different people.
What?
Wait, now, here's a question I have, Chris. Okay. So say we have 100 clones of the same person. That's one person, right?
That is, they are all the same person.
Is that person separate from the original person? Like, is it now two people?
Well,
all one person.
Wait, but how does consciousness work? Like, like if you have a clone of
you. I didn't
want
to get this deep into it. I was trying to make a goof.
Twins
are
the same people.
We deep now.
I disagree.
If you are cloning someone one for one, as they do in Star Wars.
What was that? Well,
you are going to have identical synapses and an identical overall structure of
everything.
That's
not true, actually, because we can clone things. We can clone things in real life, like, and there are animals that
can
reproduce.
We can
grow
things in another animal.
And no. There are animals that can reproduce asexually, and they produce a perfect clone of themselves, but it is a different individual.
It's a perfect genetic clone. It's not a perfect clone.
Right.
That is a clone.
Star Wars are
so you're saying
clones.
Turning an adult into
one
an
for
adult.
One. Yeah, they are one
so
for
So not
one.
Growing from a baby, which is what...
Yeah.
Well, okay. It's the difference between, like, making a twin and making a copy.
Right, because I was going to say, if you, like, clone somebody and they still have to grow up from a baby, those are not...
That's just a child.
Those are two different people.
Right, yeah, because then
do
I guess
you see what I'm
experiences...
saying? Versus, like,
but
being
then, like...
an adult... And then, here comes another adult who stepped out of a magic tube and become...
But, like, do...
Like
do we
Schwarzenegger
have, like, a canon,
in the sixth day.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Do we have, like, a cat... Like, is there, like, any, do clones actually have the same thoughts as the person that they're cloned from.
Well, according to the sixth day starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, yes.
Okay, guys. Okay, I need to veer us, and I will not let it go. I need to veer us slightly off course for a moment. Okay. So, in sci-fi, when people teleport, like teleporters, like technological teleporters. That's cloning, and it's terrifying, and nobody ever talks about that literally all the time. All the time. Yeah, it's not you. You don't come out the other side of the teleporter.
Every time I watch Star Trek and I look at the teleporters,
I'm literally rewatching Star Trek Voyager right now.
Nobody ever talks about this. It's fucked up.
And I was thinking about the fact that, like, yes, their energy transfers and their consciousness, whatever, but their matter definitely
dematerialized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have to pull the matter.
Like, your matter is recreated.
Isn't that exactly what we're talking about?
Your matter is recreated at the destination.
Your mind is only your matter, baby. You could say mind over matter. It's not.
If you don't mind, it don't matter.
Hey, Jenica.
This posits existence of a soul that is not made of matter.
Okay.
It has to.
Also said that you are fully conscious the whole time you're being transported.
Oh, I don't like that.
That is true.
In some weird subspace.
It's usually considered that you have like vague senses. It's not like you see things. It's like vague, like glitter. Because there's a whole episode where somebody sees something in a transporter and they're like, oh shit, you've gone nuts. You're crazy. I know every episode of Star Trek.
By heart?
Here we go.
Recite season 3, episode 6.
Fuck you, Ben.
Oh my god. Wait, I just looked it up. That's it.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's actually the first line said in the episode.
Did you fucking think I was kidding?
That's the title of the episode.
What the fuck did you just say about me, you little bitch?
I'll have you know I graduated top of my class of the Navy SEALs.
What the Huck Finn did you just say about me?
And I am an expert in guerrilla warfare.
Now Slave Jam.
How long have we been recording for?
Long enough.
Long time. Yeah, so I think that's a good place to end it off.
Oh, yeah.
You know what they say in Milwaukee.
Snap into a slave
I didn't get to ask my question. I brought a question. Here, we can leave it, and you guys just won't answer.
Okay.
That's great. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Is lava wet?
No.
That's an easy one. That's not even
that's
a
not easy, though. It is.
It is.
No.
It is not wet.
You guys something can be no the, because wet.
Wet doesn't
means
mean liquid.
That something has water on it.
Yeah,
is
wet
is covered in water.
Yes.
Is that what it means?
Yes.
Is something covered in oil not wet?
No, it's oily.
It's slick.
It's oily.
Ew. Wait.
Am I wrong? Tell me I'm wrong.
Hey, slick. How you doing?
If something is covered in oil, I would not describe it as wet. Ugh. Especially slick because oil is a viscous substance.
Slick is the most disgusting.
Oil's like anti-water.
Greasy is also
literally
a good one.
Anti-water.
Is slick worse than moist?
Yes.
Okay, because I don't mind ointment? The word moist, but a lot of people do.
I don't get
I like the word moist, and for a very specific reason. It's in a subset of words that I absolutely adore, and it's words that sound.
They have a.
They sound exactly like what they are.
Yep, I think that's why people don't like moist because it makes them feel moist.
And same with slick.
But moist instead of just calling moist
sounds slick.
But moist can be a good thing. Like cakes.
Yeah.
You want cakes to be moist?
No, yeah, I thought you were going to go somewhere entirely different.
Like when you say the word moist, some people. Uh-huh. Maybe some people listening to this podcast right now, they go, ugh.
Yeah, but
yeah,
I think,
they
you
think
know,
of like being in a drizzle
a cake,
and it's like soaked through your clothes
be,
and you're moist.
A cake should be moist, a brownie should be moist, and I should be
moist.
Oh, stop! Okay,
nobody
that's it. We're done.
Wants to be
we're done.
Moist.
I'm
Let's
so
get
proud
out of here.
Of you, Evie.
We're done. We're done.
You.
Let me say the fucking thing. You know what they say in Milwaukee.
I don't
Ben.
Want you to
no.
do this
Ben, come on. You can't use a hard F, okay?
What?